Happy Friday. Last day of the week. Day 40. We are so close. We can see the end. We are in Luke today. Let's see here. Chapters 1 and 2 and 4 through 6.
Yeah, so Luke is another interesting gospel. And just so we're, you know, as we've been doing, given that kind of background, Luke, again, not an apostle. Mm-hmm. Luke is actually a companion of Paul. Another thing that's awesome about Luke is he's actually a Gentile. Mm-hmm. So we have the one person in the Bible that, you know, especially the New Testament that we know, you know, that wrote a book of the mm-hmm. Bible.
Yep. Luke also wrote the book of Acts.
The book of Acts. And in fact, when you read both in the beginning, we realize that they're to the same, you mm-hmm. know, he's writing these to the same person. Mm-hmm. That's how we know that they're connected. The other thing that's great about Luke is he was a physician. He was a doctor. So he was probably unbelievably smart. Mm-hmm. Again, another very detailed person, very scientific, I'm sure. So he had I'm sure Luke had a prove it attitude.
Like, yes.
Prove it to me.
It's kind of like as an investigative reporter,
yes.
like
yes.
collecting eyewitness accounts yes. kind of thing. Yeah.
So Luke is definitely the gospel for those people that say things like to believe in Jesus is to throw your brain out or your intellect out. It's like, mm-hmm. no, Luke was a very smart man. And he actually tells us that in the beginning. He says in verse 3 of chapter 1, therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated mm-hmm. everything
yep.
from the
yep.
beginning.
He's your skeptic. Yep,
he's your skeptic. Yep. He's your guy like, I'm not taking this just with an emotional like I want the evidence. Mm-hmm. I want the proof. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason Luke is an amazing gospel, because this yep. is not a, you know, we go back, we just read in Mark. Mark is the let's get excited. Let's get pumped up. Like we're seeing all these things Jesus is doing and it gets you just like, yeah. oh, Jesus is awesome. Like yeah. he's like a hero.
Yeah.
And Luke is the, okay, but I'm not going to
yeah.
get emotional.
I feel like you could like connect with Luke a little bit, because I feel like you'd be
so.
Like, okay, let me see the hard evidence and let's think about this yeah. thoughtfully. And
yeah, Luke's a why. I see Luke
yeah.
as the why guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, why? And so that's why we see, you know, Luke, you know, he goes again back to the beginning. He goes further back than anybody else. He mm-hmm. starts with not just the foretelling of Jesus, mm-hmm. but of John.
Yeah.
Because he's showing that John was special. Mm-hmm. And so this, you know, elevates. So we get the promise of John, and we get the, you know, another mm-hmm. angel
fulfilling
came.
Of God's promises.
Yes.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. and so he's going back even further than this, and he brings in an element. You know, his first whole chapter isn't even about Jesus.
Right.
So yep. this is just about John. Mm-hmm. And then again, we get into the account of, you know, the foretelling of the birth of Christ and the birth, you know, all of this. And John's the one that includes the shepherds. So one of the things that's nice about the book of Luke, the gospel of Luke, as you read through it, is Luke does a lot of focusing on the outsiders.
Mm.
There's a lot of aspects
yeah.
to the people that he brings into it.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, he's a Gentile.
Yeah.
So you have a Gentile, he's an outsider. So that would have been
that makes sense, yeah.
a strong connection to Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, look how this is for more than just for Israel. This is for all those that are cast aside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because again, those that don't realize this, to even talk about the shepherds, they were outcasts of society. These would not be the people you would pick to say, let's celebrate the birth of a king.
Right.
And mm-hmm. and that's who he includes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you go mm-hmm. back to Matthew. He's just like, he used the wise men. This mm-hmm. is our king,
mm-hmm.
right? Like he's going from that Jewish perspective.
Sure.
This is our king. In the line of King David,
mm-hmm.
and Luke does the complete opposite. He's mm-hmm. like, this is our king, but he's for everyone. So amazing aspect of how Luke presents this. You have the birth. Luke is the only one that includes a part of Jesus's childhood
mm-hmm.
Beyond his birth. So mm-hmm. we have that moment when Jesus is presented, you know, he's at the temple.
Oh, yeah.
And all of this stuff, and so Luke just has some interesting stuff that he's throwing in there, because again,
mm-hmm.
he's laying, as you said, the evidence.
Yep.
He's laying some stuff out. So, you know, the first couple chapters is the birth again, and then we go into a very detailed account of Jesus's temptation.
Yep.
So again, Luke is going into, again, very deep examples of this, and he walks us through, and there's encouragement there showing Jesus's humanity.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I've always found interesting is I don't want to say this disagreement is bad, but I've had people tell me that, you know, Jesus, it was impossible for Jesus to sin. And I'm like, then what's the point of the temptation?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't buy that. I think in his humanity, Jesus was, his human nature gave him the ability to rebel against the Father if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that temptation was so significant.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you know, this is when the Bible says Jesus can relate to us and our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted every single day. Jesus was tempted every day, but I've never had face-to-face temptations with Satan. Like, mm-hmm. that I know of.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, for Jesus to be like, I know what it's like, and yeah. I've overcome it, is powerful.
Yeah. Well, even just thinking about your thought process in mm-hmm. the throughout just an hour, not even a whole day.
Yeah.
I mean, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that he, yeah. So crazy.
So, the other thing I like about some of Luke is Luke also highlights significant moments that aren't fully positive also. I mean, right after the temptation, we hear, you know, Jesus wasn't loved by everybody. You know, it talks about him being rejected in Nazareth, you know. So again, there's some highlights that he brings in.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might say, you know, before I forget, some people might say, well, why should we listen to Luke or Mark? Let's go back there for a second because we didn't say this. Because they're not apostles. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't
sure.
there.
Yeah.
Well, the thing you got to remember is Luke was close to Paul,
mm-hmm.
right? And Paul, you know, he was called apostle. You know, we don't know what God showed or taught. All I know is he was close to Paul, and through that's where Luke had the inner circle
mm-hmm.
to investigate. So he's mm-hmm. detailing what he investigated. Mark was a companion of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark is kind of that gospel is Peter/Mark gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So we can trust this because it comes from the sources that were there.
Mm-hmm. Peter wasn't a writer. He was a fighter.
Yeah, he was. I love Peter. Not to go back to Peter, but I love Peter because I can relate to Peter because he's the guy that says things before he thinks.
Yeah.
And then he has to like deal with it. I'm yeah. like, I can so relate
really?
To Peter.
Yes. Yeah, I don't see that.
Well, come to our house sometime.
I'll just ask your wife.
Yeah, just ask my wife. It's like... It's almost like I see Peter like me where you can almost see the words leaving your mouth and you can't grab them
yeah.
in time. It's
yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't know what that's like
yeah,
at all.
Yeah. So, but you know, we see, again, this is the gospels. I don't want to say it's repetitious like, you know, some of the prophets when we talked mm-hmm. about that, but we're going to see a lot of the
yep.
same stories,
yep.
you know, played out. And mm-hmm. and that's what we're seeing. Just maybe a little different take or maybe a little bit more information.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just that's why it's good to read all of them and mm-hmm. then get that full picture of Jesus. So.